from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
President Clinton kicks off his regional tour with a drug and immigration deal in Mexico. While dealing with its drought problems, Haiti asks for CARICOM long-term help to restore its infrastructure, and Cuba gets into the free trade zone business. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
We must meet the future together, respecting each other's uniqueness, but knowing that in today's world, cooperation is the surest path to security, prosperity, and peace.
Day one of President Bill Clinton's visit to Latin America and the Caribbean. The American leader's in Mexico, where his meeting with leader Ernesto Zedillo led to agreements on stepped-up action against drug traffickers and cross-border illegal immigration. The BBC's Chris Morris is with the American leader.
National anthems and a military parade kicked off the formal part of Bill Clinton's first visit to Mexico as president. The recent disputes over immigration and the fight against drugs were temporarily forgotten, as it became clear that Mr. Clinton and Mr. Zedillo were determined to read from the same script. They both spoke of the promise of an enhanced partnership and stressed that the problems the two countries face can only be resolved through dialogue and mutual respect. They agreed to develop a comprehensive joint strategy against drugs trafficking by the end of this year. Bill Clinton went out of his way to emphasize that the United States bears some responsibility for the drugs trade because of the massive consumer demand in the United States.